Oh. George, thank you very much. Are you at a place where you can talk?
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
George?
Yes, sir.
We had a good little ride around this afternoon. They got some spy up here following us. I don't know who it is, but some little fella with glasses on in the car. We didn't get him in trouble, didn't pay attention to him, but he snuck around like a sheep-killing dog. We're going to have dinner. I just had that briefing from that general that they forced on us. I didn't want him, didn't ask for him, and he brought some pictures and showed kind of a sales talk for the Air Force about the pictures in the various cities, Anchorage and Kodiak and so forth.
I'll see you up tomorrow morning.
So, I got a note from Kermit Gordon. Said this is a flash report on executive branch civilian employment in February. Total employment excluding accelerated public works was down 977 from February a year ago.
977?
From February a year ago. Total employment, including accelerated public works, was down 13,133 from February a year ago. You see, we had an accelerated public works program. Now we don't have. The last figure is the only one that makes any sense to me, but they always want to give both of them. I don't know why. Well, that's as straight as it can be. You can't get any straighter. You see, last year, total employment, we had an accelerated public works program. This year, we don't. So if you exclude accelerated public works, we only down 1,977. But if you include accelerate public works too, we're down 13,000 because we got 12,000 working for accelerate public works last year that's not working now.
Okay.
I don't know whether anybody will do any good with that or not.
I think I can in the morning. I wouldn't want to use it tonight.
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't. I just in one of your regular briefings.
Right. I'm holding Lieutenant 4.
Oh. Anything come up of interest?
No, not at the 4. The 10, I gave him mostly the conversation with McDermott. And I think we got pretty good playing today while we're with it. In fact, I know we did.
Any of them want anything? Any of them want to go home? Or?
No, they're just pretty well satisfied.
With I'd guess we'd go Wednesday if I had to guess.
Okay, it would be helpful to me because I won't be able to get a plane until tomorrow night at 6. And, it's just possible went down here before then.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I call a lot of people, you know, that arouses a lot of interest and curiosity. You know, I had a call from Ray Howard today. And he's, of course, most anxious to stop by Wichita Falls. I told him that,
of course we can't do that.
I told him that, of course, I was absolutely confident that I knew how much he wanted to because his mom...
Oh, our president can't be out to every commercial building open.
Like we can do it, right? I think it's okay. The only other thing is Drew called me today about some German newspaper editor. He says you know about him. But he wants to bring over from Germany to spend a few hours.
Yeah, and I wish you'd tell him, for God's sakes, wish he'd check some of this stuff. We never heard of this Boykin story that he had in there yesterday. He had two big lies we never heard of. I guess we can wait. We'll get back to do that.
Yes, I told him that I would sure take it up with you. But I certainly couldn't give him any dates right now, especially if you've got to bring a man all the way across the ocean. But
Okay.
Okay, much better.
Bye.